Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Niv Kagan, VP of Product Marketing at Surf. Welcome, Niv. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you.
So I don't believe we've had Surf on the program before. Can you just introduce yourself and what your company is focused on?
So we at Surf provide solutions for real-time voice and video communications, surveillance, and anything that has to do with real-time transportation of data. We provide solutions in the forms of SDKs for telecom equipment manufacturers or developers that want to provide network solutions for transcoding or transferring real-time voice and video, or other vendors that need to provide these types of solutions for their surveillance markets. We also provide solutions for smart cities and safe cities and the surveillance markets that utilize the Intel processors for transporting real-time video and voice.
Now, obviously, video transcoding is a compute-intensive process, and it has been moving to traditional data center type technology. What do you think is driving that transition?
You know, I think that Intel's off-the-shelf CPUs that we have today are driving it. You know, we've been in business for the past 20 years, and we've seen the transition from customized hardware to off-the-shelf hardware. And just in the past few years, the capacity and scalability were able to process with these processors, I think has given that a lift, because once you're using off-the-shelf solutions, you can write custom software and updates and really have a product that evolves with the market and with the needs.
What is notable in terms of the HMP product lines in delivering a unique experience for your customers?
The HMP is quite unique. You know, it's built around customized building blocks, almost like Legos, where you can connect videos to each other, transcode them, connect voice, transcode, record, do different things with them. And our customers are able to build very high density, very compute intensive solutions with the HMP platform that rides right on the Intel platforms. And being able to have that flexibility and at the same time being able to really use all that processing power with that density, that provides quite a unique experience for our customers.
When you look at the changing environment around technology, the growth of mobile, the massive growth in web, how has that changed over the last 20 years, what you need to deliver for your video technologies, and how has that influenced your design?
You know, if you look back even 5 or 10 years ago, you'd need custom room systems for delivering video, for video conferencing. Cameras used to be analog, okay, surveillance cameras and so on. And today, with the rise of IP, what we see is that everybody's connecting IP cameras everywhere. And those IP cameras are delivering a lot of video to the core. And now you need hardware to be able to deal with that video. The other shift we're seeing is that with mobile and browsers, in the past, you wouldn't be able to just go to your browser and have a video chat or view your video cameras installed at your home or in the enterprise. And today, consumers expect to be able to see real-time video that's always on, wherever they are. So they can be at work, they can be in the car. If they want to see what's happening in their house, they need to be able to go to their mobile phone and see what's happening. And that demand is really driving the amount of video traffic we see with our solution, not just regular video traffic, you know, YouTube videos and so on, but real-time video.
Intel recently launched its scalable Xeon processors, and you guys have been tapping the new Xeon scalable line for some designs. Can you tell me about what that brings to the table for video transcoding?
So we've been working with the Purley and the Skylake-based models, the 8168. And up until recently, if you needed to do high-scale video processing, you'd need discrete GPUs with really high-performance solutions. What we're able to see, and we tested this in our labs, was the video scale of transcoding is phenomenal. So we're able to get almost 3 times as much video processing as we did before. So now there's no need for discrete GPUs, okay, which really changes the paradigm. So you can take these Skylake-based solutions, put them in your data center, and use them in your cloud. So they can do video processing, they can do different things. You don't need customized hardware. So we are really thrilled with the results here. I mean, this really changes what our customers can go to market with.
When you look at that, what does that mean from a standpoint of benefits to the end customer?
So I think from the end customer, at the end of the day, they'll get a better solution for a lower price. And that provides them the accessibility to sign up for more services, which provides more and more innovation. So now if the cost of our customers providing a real-time service goes down, okay, and they're able to do more things in the data center, they'll be able to produce more and more innovative technologies and solutions. And we're not just talking about real-time video and transcoding and delivering to mobile. On top of that, they can run more intensive CPU applications for face recognition, for doing different things across the home, for delivering video across different devices. This is what drives innovation, you know, the ability to do more for less.
What are the key technologies moving forward that you think will influence those designs? And are there any industry standards efforts that are notable that folks should be paying attention to?
We see a big growth in WebRTC now. WebRTC allows people to view real-time video on their browsers, which basically means you don't need to install a specialized app to view videos from your home cameras or to have real-time communications with someone else. So basically, your browser now is turning into your operating system. And this technology is coming out in iOS 11. It's been around for a while in Android. It's been around for a while on your desktop. So as WebRTC, we see this proliferation of WebRTC happening. As we see more IP cameras being distributed, and the prices of IP cameras is going down significantly. So if you look at how Intel is being able to transcode video now with WebRTC and those IP cameras, you're going to see a lot more real-time video coming to you in the next few years.
Exciting stuff. Niv, if folks want to find out more about Surf and the solutions that you're delivering to the marketplace, where would you send them for more information, and how can they engage with you and your team?
So you can always go to our website. It's www.surfsolutions.com. We've got some case studies, some materials there. There's a contact us form. Feel free to contact us or send me an email at niv@surfsolutions.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.